Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio, I'll discuss R.K. Narayan. Now, R.K. Narayan is part of the trinity of Mulk Raj Anand, Raja Rao and R.K. Narayan. These three form the trinity and R.K. Narayan is one of them. Now, R.K. Narayan was born in 1906 and he died in 2001. And he was born in Chennai, the modern day Chennai. He completed his education in 1930 and before devoting himself fully to writing, he also worked as a teacher. And in total, he has written 34 novels. Okay, 34 novels. He has also written short stories and he also published a modern prose version of the two classical Indian epics. One is the Ramayana and the other is the Mahabharata. And one of the reasons why he is famous is because he creates a fictitious South Indian town of Malgudi. Okay, Malgudi is the name of the town, fictitious town, where many of his novels are set. So, from an exam point of view, sometimes they also ask who created the fictitious South Indian town of Malgudi. It is R.K. Narayan. Now, the first novel of R.K. Narayan was Swami and Friends. Okay, Swami and Friends. This came out in 1935 and this is basically a narrative recounting the adventures of a group of school boys. Okay, so school kids. And it is set in the fictitious South Indian town of Malgudi. And as the title of the novel indicates, the name of the protagonist is Swaminathan and the short form is Swami. And Swaminathan's story is that of an average schoolboy with its usual rounds of pranks and punishments. Now, before moving ahead, let me tell you about the most important novels of R.K. Narayan. As I said, he has written 34 novels, but out of those, some are most important, or let's say more important than the rest. One is The English Teacher, okay, The English Teacher, which came out in 1945. Then Waiting for the Mahatma, okay, Waiting for the Mahatma, which came out in 1955. After that, The Guide, okay, The Guide, which came out in 1958. After that, The Man Eater of Malgudi, okay, The Man Eater of Malgudi, which came out in 1961. Then The Vendor of Sweets, okay, The Vendor of Sweets, which came out in 1967. After that, A Tiger for Malgudi, okay, A Tiger for Malgudi, which came out in 1983. These are amongst the most important ones. And of course, Swami and Friends, that is very memorable because it was his first novel and it is about that character called Swami. Now, after Swami and Friends, his next novel was The Bachelor of Arts, okay, The Bachelor of Arts, which came out in 1937. And this is basically a story of a character called Chandran, okay, Chandran. And he's a sensitive youth who is caught in a conflict between Western ideas of love and marriage instilled into him by his education and the traditional social setup in which he lives. And his frustration drives him to first become a sannyasi for some time, after which he returns home to find that a traditional arranged marriage is not bad after all. After that, the next novel of R.K. Narayan is The Dark Room. Okay, The Dark Room, which came out in 1938. And this is basically a series of silent suffering and abject surrender. You know, it's about a wife named Savitri and how she's ill-treated by her husband. But despite that, she's the one who has to compromise. Now, what happens is Savitri finds her husband infatuated with a working woman, despite the fact that he's married. So, as a consequence, she leaves the house and children behind. But later on, she finds out that, you know, everything is not that easy for a married middle-class Hindu woman, especially in those days. This novel came out in 1938. And after realizing all of this, she just comes back to her husband, who is still the same. Means her husband hasn't learned any lesson. But ultimately, the wife, Savitri, has to compromise. Now, the next novel of R.K. Narayan is The English Teacher. Okay, The English Teacher, which came out in 1946. And this is basically about the daily routine and life of a character called Krishnan. Okay, Krishnan. He is a college lecturer. So, we are given a glimpse of the daily problems of domestic life. And at the end of part 1, his young wife called Sushila. Her name is Sushila. She dies. And in the second half of the novel, Krishnan tries to establish connection with the spirit of his dead wife, Sushila. And he resolves to devote the rest of his life to a children's school. And in all of his works, means in all the works of R.K. Narayan, you'll find that there is gentle irony, a bit of sympathy, and also realism. So all of these are combined in his works, in the works of R.K. Narayan. Now after this, the next novel is The Financial Expert. Now The Financial Expert came out in 1952. And this is basically about a character called Margaya. Okay, Margaya is the name of the character. And the name itself is kind of ironic. And usme hota kya hai that this Margaya, this character called Margaya, acts as a kind of middleman by trying to help villagers to get loan from a bank. He himself is not a banker, he's just a middleman. But he helps the villagers to get loan. But one day the bank secretary humiliates this middleman. Then what this character decides to do is, wo fast karta hai, kareeban 30-40 din ke liye, aur goddess Lakshmi ki puja karta hai. Of course, wealth ke liye. Aur bahut jald uski jindagi mein paisa aa jata hai. Now, how does he manage to acquire wealth? Now, he gets hold of a pornographic book. He gets it printed and he starts selling those books. And from that sale of books, whatever money he earns, he uses it as a money lender. So he embarks on his career as a money lender. And that works really well. Matlab bahut acha chal raha hota hai. Until one day everything crashes and he loses all his money. So uske baad hota ye ki in the end, he decides to return to his original profession of acting like a middleman to get the villagers loan from the bank. Now after this comes The Guide. Now this work of R.K. Narayan, The Guide, came out in 1960, and this is important because it also won the Sahitya Academy Award. So what is the basic storyline in this? It's about a character called Railway Raju. Okay, his name is Raju, but since he's a tourist guide, he's called Railway Raju. And he has an affair with a woman called Rosie. Rosie is basically a unhappy wife of a scholar, and Railway Raju also makes her a successful professional dancer. But he is jailed subsequently on charges of forgery and trying to prevent a possible reconciliation between Rosie and her husband. Now, after Railway Raju is released from prison, some people mistake him to be a sadhu. And as it happens generally in India that there are many dhongi babas and fake sadhus who manipulate the sentiments of common people. So this is what happens with him, that he manages to earn a livelihood by pretending that he's a sadhu. But later on, as it happens, and especially during the ending of the novel, this fake sadhu or Railway Raju is compelled to fast because rain is not coming and the people there tell him to fast so that rain will come. So it's just a part of superstition. And since fasting is never easy for anybody, when Raju fasts for a long time, you know, it's almost the last words that he is going to utter, and the last words that he utters is that it's raining in the hills. Now whether that rain came because of his fast or just due to some weather phenomenon or natural phenomenon, it is not known. But this is what happens with Railway Raju in the end. Now after that, the next most important work of R.K. Narayan is The Man-Eater of Malgudi. Okay, The Man-Eater of Malgudi, and this came out in 1962. So this is just a retelling of the ancient Hindu myth of Bhasmasura. Bhasmasura basically was a demon, and Lord Shiva or God Shiva granted him a boon or vardaan de diya tha, that if he touches anybody on their head, that person or entity will be reduced to dust. And then what this demon Bhasmasura does is, he goes after Lord Shiva. And then finally Lord Vishnu outsmarts this demon called Bhasmasura, and Lord Vishnu persuades this demon into touching himself on the head. So he himself becomes the cause of his death. So is novel mein kya hai that, so is novel mein kya hota hai that there is a character called Vasu, and Vasu is the modern Bhasmasura, and he is a taxidermist. Now taxidermist kya hota hai? It's just anybody who wants to preserve the hides or the skin of animals by killing them, and then some preservative is filled into the body so that body of the animal does not decay. So what this character Vasu wants to do is, he wants to shoot a elephant. Temple elephant ko ye marna chahta hai. And he is waiting there for the elephant to come. But even before the elephant can come, you know, ek machhad aa jata hai, there comes a mosquito that is buzzing near his head. And by accident, Vasu ends up killing himself in the process of trying to slap at the mosquito that is buzzing near his head. head. And the end of Vasu is explained by one character called Shastri. He says about Vasu that, quote, every demon carries within him, unknown to himself, a tiny seed of self-destruction and goes up in thin air at the most unexpected movement. Otherwise, what is to happen to humanity? Unquote. And this line is very famous because bahut baar ye exam mein aa jata hai and they will ask from which novel of R.K. Narayan are these lines from. So you have to identify. Now let's discuss some more novels of R.K. Narayan. Next is Waiting for the Mahatma. Now Waiting for the Mahatma came out in 1955 and it basically deals with the Gandhian freedom struggle. And there are two main characters. One is called Shriram and the other is Bharti. And Shriram is the hero. And the other character is Bharti, who is a Congress volunteer during the Gandhian freedom struggle. And some historical events are also touched upon. For example, the arrest of Gandhiji, then Gandhi visits Malgudi. Malgudi, though, is a fictitious town. So what happens is basically the hero Shriram loves this young girl called Bharti, but the freedom struggle transforms him into a freedom fighter. But one thing is ambiguous even till the end of the novel, that whether Shriram is really concerned about Bharat Mata or Mother India or Bharti. This is the confusion that remains till the end. Now the next novel of R.K. Narayan is The Vendor of Sweets. Okay, The Vendor of Sweets, which came out in 1967. Now isme ek character hai whose name is Jagan. Okay, Jagan is the name of the character and he is a sweet vendor. And he has a son called Mali. Mali is the name of his son. Mali somehow goes to the United States. And when he comes back, he also comes back with a half American, half Korean girl. But till that time, he has not married her. And after coming back, Mali has some plans of making a new kind of novel writing machine. So, uske plans aur uske irade sunke jo unke pita hain, means his father Jagan, he gets totally frustrated that my son is doing something totally nonsense and he renounces the world. Means Jagan, the father, renounces the world. So the entire novel revolves around this story, this line of the story. Next novel of R.K. Narayan is The Painter of Signs. Okay, The Painter of Signs, which came out in 1976. And this is somewhat like the story of Shriram and Bharti as we had in The Waiting for Mahatma. Okay, The Waiting for the Mahatma. So, is story mein kya hota hai, The Painter of Signs, isme kya hota hai, that there is a person called Raman who loves a girl called Daisy. And Raman is basically a sign painter and Daisy works in the family planning center. Now, Raman wants to marry Daisy, but his family doesn't approve of the match. So, because of this, he's kind of frustrated. And on top of this, later on what Daisy does is, she starts to lay down some conditions on the fulfillment of which only then she will marry Raman. But after that, nothing happens. Means that is the last thing that we hear of this relationship. So we can say that the Raman-Daisy relationship is also somewhat unsuccessful. Just as in that novel Waiting for the Mahatma, we had the unsuccessful love story of Shriram and Bharti. Now let me tell you some more facts about R.K. Narayan. Because from an exam point of view, these facts can also be asked. Now I told you at the beginning that R.K. Narayan was awarded the Sahitya Academy Award for his novel The Guide. After that, R.K. Narayan has also won Padma Vibhushan as well as Padma Bhushan. And later on, he was also nominated to the Rajya Sabha, which is the upper house of the Indian Parliament. And one more fact related to his literary life is that his mentor and friend was Graham Greene, the very famous Graham Greene. And Graham Greene also helped R.K. Narayan in getting his first few books published. So sometimes they also ask about the English mentors of Indian writers. So in the case of Narayan, it was Graham Greene. And you should know that The Guide, which I just spoke about, The Guide, of course, is a novel of R.K. Narayan, but later on, it was also adapted into a film.